This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Adam McAlvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's always in mid-season form. Adam, appreciate the time today, man.
Yeah, I'm in mid-spring form right now, which means I'm very sleepy.
Oh, that means that you're working on things, right? You're working on a couple of things?
Yeah, he's working on things.
I am, actually. Yeah, I just sent something for the off day on Monday.
Now, first off, I do have to say one thing before we get into the players on the field, and we will do that. I did see something you were working on, and something that is just great to see, the bounce back for our guy Bill Schroeder. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that if they didn't check it out at Brewers.com today?
Yeah, well, Rock had a big-time scare over the offseason. Went in for his annual physical and hadn't been feeling well, and they discovered some pretty serious issues with his heart. 3 days later, he's on the operating table right before Christmas. So he really wanted to, when he talked about this publicly for the first time yesterday on the broadcast, he really wanted to make it something positive in terms of just reinforcing the idea of getting an annual physical, especially as you get older, and making sure that you get your heart checked out. And he really feels like they saved his life by having this procedure. So he's still on the recovery road. He's like 2 months into a 6 month or so recovery. So he's going to get an assist in spring and early in the season. So everybody's going to hear a little Jeff Cirillo, Jeff Jenkins, and some other folks on the broadcast. So, but he's doing great. He's down 20 pounds and says he's going to try to keep that off and,
It's amazing. It's amazing, yeah, and they're going to have some good guys coming in to fill in. Even I heard Doug Melvin going to be a part of a couple of those broadcasts, which is definitely going to be some fun.
And Gord Ash, and I would argue that Gord Ash is one of the sneaky good. He's done some color for them before. Maybe when Uke was out with his heart.
I was going to say, I think he was radio color, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and look, I mean, he's gotten out of the public eye a little bit because he's doing some projects for the team. He's been in the Dominican a ton. They're building a new complex down there. So he's not as kind of like front and center as he is when he was assistant GM, but I would argue that he is a sneaky good color man. So that'll be a good one.
That'll be a lot of fun. Sneaky good. One guy that could was not sneaking up on anybody last year, Adam. Corbin Burnes was at the forefront. Everybody was excited to see what he was going to be able to do. We'll get into his counterpart, Freddy Peralta, here in just 1 second with the extension, 5 years, $15.5 million. But Corbin Burnes, a lot of people loving what they just got to see against the Dodgers. What makes this a bounce-back year possibly for Corbin?
Well, I mean, the stuff. And look, baseball is obviously more about the stuff. It's about more than velocity. So he's got to show that he can get outs in the big leagues. And he did not do that last year. Way too many homers, all the home runs in April. But the stuff is such that it just opens your eyes. And the scouts really, you know, sometimes there's debates about players or do they have big league stuff or not. There's no debating the fact that Corbin Burnes has the equipment to be a really good big league pitcher. But it's about executing that. And that's what he was working on this winter. And using some of the technology that they have here at Maryvale to – just try to figure out how to translate that into success on the mound. So he basically had no off season and worked all winter on how to get straightened out, build around that slider, which all the data suggests that is an elite pitch in Major League Baseball. It's coming out a lot harder this year. And look, now he's got to put it together on the field, and it's just a couple of appearances. So I don't want to seem like anyone's getting out over their skis on this, but you know, he has the potential to be a pretty good contributor for them this year, whether it's as a starter or a reliever.
When you go back and look at Lorenzo Cain last year, I'm sure everybody think there was probably a down year for him. What was most of his problems last year, Adam?
Health was a big one. The thumb, he got that zinger in the thumb like Ryan Braun had a couple of years ago and had to get that addressed. And then really in the second half, his legs were banged up. The knee was really banged up. The ankle was banged up. We talked about this a little bit. That second to last regular season game, it was such a bad series in Colorado for the Brewers. But the Lorenzo Cain individual performance on the last Saturday of the regular season was one of the most special that I've seen. I mean, I've done
season
number 20. Because he was so banged up. He was held together with tape. And yet he played one of the finest defensive games of the year, robbed a homer, made another catch in the gap, and then had that player where he's trying to score and got thrown out at the plate and blew up his ankle again. And then, you know, got back to play in the wild card game. He was playing very, very injured at the end of last season. And, you know, just a gamer. So he spent the winter getting healthy, number one, took some couple of pounds off thinking that he wants to preserve those legs. And he says he's good. I mean, he says he's feeling a lot better this spring, a little lighter on his legs, on his feet this spring. He wants to, you know, keep that speed for as long as he can as he gets into his 30s. And he's definitely a bounce back contender for them because he's very unhappy with his performance other than the defense.
And I know when they first signed him, I know a lot of people were squabbling about the extra year that he got. And I think when you saw him last year, that's probably one of the reasons why people thought that maybe you shouldn't give it to him because he was going to probably break down and he wouldn't see that. You wouldn't get what you needed out of him for that.
Well, so that, you know, and that gets back to this debate that we've had this year where a lot of this season we've talked about, well, the Brewers aren't signing anybody and, you know, why aren't they spending money? Well, to sign the guys like Lorenzo Cain, you have to go that extra year. Mm-hmm. And that creates tremendous risk. And there's lots of examples in Brewers history of deals that kind of went bad because, you know, on the back half, the deal started to look ugly. A lot of those are on the pitching side. But that's what you have to do to sign guys. So you can't just say, I want them to spend money, but only good money that's going to work out great and two-year deals for the best players. You don't get those players on two-year deals. You have to go further for them. And that's definitely the risk, and it's why – it's hard for this franchise to do that. Cain's really interesting, though, because, you know, he came to the sport so late. The story about getting cut from his high school basketball team and picking up baseball as like a sophomore in high school. And that's, you know, sort of, you know, it's a little theoretical, I guess, but it's one of the reasons that they felt good about giving him that commitment is he's sort of young in baseball years compared to some other players.
Talking with Adam McAlvey, he's live in Phoenix, Arizona. Brewers taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. David Phelps on the bump with two on and one out here in the top half of the fifth inning. Adam, the start for Orlando Arcia so far to the spring, the power numbers starting to come up with a couple of home runs. Big one yesterday, three-run shot in the second inning, part of the only four runs they ended up scoring, but for what he has done offensively so far, I know you guys have talked to Counts about it a couple of times, and Counts has been pretty open about it, that Orlando knows the kind of bounce-back year that he needs because this might be a make-or-break year for number three. There's a reason why they brought in competition.
Absolutely. And look, when they made that trade, Arcia became a non-tender candidate, and the Brewers opted to hang on to him as depth, and that depth is proving now helpful because – we don't know if Urias will be ready for the start of the season. It'll be close. And it is a big year. I think the fact that Craig Counsell, even back to the winter meeting, talked very openly about the fact that we're going to, you know, we made this trade because we think Urias can be our regular shortstop. That is as clear a wake-up call, as clear a sort of, I'll go look on my Twitter if you sift back to the morning, just watching him talk about telling his parents about this contract. He is just a wonderful human. And look, a good pitcher, you pay him because he's a good pitcher, not because he's a good guy. They are banking that there is a starter in there. You know, $15 million over 5 years for a reliever. It's not terrible, but, you know, I think they're banking that he is going to wind up being a starting pitcher. He's got that slider that he worked on over the winter now in his arsenal. he's competing with Eric Lauer for the fifth spot, or, you know, he'll go in the bullpen if he's not in the rotation and probably make a start as the season goes on. But there's upside, and what I wrote today is, you know, he's in a category of pitcher that they have a lot of right now, guys that they like that are controllable for a number of years. And what I'm curious to see is whether this marks sort of a shift from all these one-year deals and all this year-to-year that they've done under David Stearns to trying to lock up some of these young players, getting a little cost certainty, and trying to build around a core of pitchers. Because you're talking about Hauser, Burns, Lauer, you know, and then maybe Josh Hader in the category of players that are, you know, shy of free agency, but especially those young starters. Those are guys who are even shy of arbitration. And I'm wondering whether it sort of marks the start of whether they'll try to sign a couple of those other players.
What's your sense of in or around a locker room right now? You know, we got a lot of new players, and maybe it's tough to do in spring training this way, but what's your sense in or around a locker room with Noel Moustakas and Grandal? What does it feel any different than what it was last year?
No, look, it doesn't. It doesn't. And Gary, I bet you can attest to this, that when you put a group of men together, you know, things change, the faces kind of change. But that camaraderie comes together pretty quick when everybody's trying to pull in the same direction. And I think what Craig Counsell has said when this has come up is that they do have a lot of new players, but they're almost all major league players. They're experienced players. One of my colleagues was up at Mariners camp, for example, the other day, and he said you walk in there and it's Kyle Seager and Malik Smith and, like, a ton of rookies. There's just so much inexperience. For the Brewers, it's Justin Smoke and Eric Sogard and Jed Jerko. It's big league players who are new to the organization but not new to the major league. And I think that's making it gel maybe a little bit faster. It's guys who've been around the block before, and they know what it takes to get it done in this league.
Adam, I was hearing you talk with Tim Allen earlier this week on Hot Stove Weekly, and the conversation of them trying a little bit more of what they've done with the pitching rotation and matching up specific, being very, very versatile, what they can do in-game, left-handed, right-handed, what kind of platoons they're going to run. And your belief that the offense might look a lot more like the pitching staff has in years past, I think is a really good assessment, and it is going to open up the opportunity for – there's a lot of wait and see with this group.
Yeah, look, it's like you know, it's just a different way to build a team, and I thought that was kind of an interesting way to think about it, because the way they've done pitching is it's been shared inning and you know, a bunch of different players up and down, calling minors and majors, and I think that's sort of how I'm thinking about this offense now. It's going to be a couple of guys with a big number of at-bats, Yelich, Hira, and then a bunch of other players kind of sharing time. And I would put Lorenzo Cain even in that, because they're going to try to preserve his leg as long as they can. So, you know, Cain in center field with Avasail Garcia getting some time there, and Garcia and Ryan Braun sharing time in right, and Braun getting some time at first base with Smoke, and the two guys at third, and Arcia sharing time at shortstop, and Brock Holt selling here and there. I think there's just going to be a lot of moving parts. The thing that Craig Counsell likes about the team is he feels like when you get into games that they're going to have good answers as situations come up. Like, they're going to have the right hitter to put against the reliever that the other team has on the mound. Or they're going to have, you know, like they've had, I think that's what they've done on the pitching side. They feel like they've had sort of good answers for situations. And it's shown up, especially when they have the expanded rosters in September. So I think there's some similarities there in sort of doing this with depth versus, you know, kind of the old way of having a set guy in all eight positions.
Adam, appreciate it, man. It's just nice seeing baseball back on the air. You're doing a great job with all the coverage. Appreciate all the videos as well. We've gotten to see some Craig Counsell. We have some Freddie Peralta, some sound that we're going to bring back later on today. And we'll see you out there in about a week and a half. Keep the weather high. It's all about mid-80s.
Yeah, it's nice today. A little overcast, but we're surviving. It's pushing 80 now. So I think everybody should just
I might
come up with an excuse. Get out of work next week and come down and say hi.
That's a smart man right there. That's Adam McAlvey. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right. See you guys.
That's Adam McAlvey joining us in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.